I like that.
That's a good one too. Oh, go back to that Chuck one. That's a cool picture. He's just like,
yeah.
Oh, look at him smiling. I can remember when I would see him just walking through the hallway, and he had like sunglasses on, and he had like his like, excuse me, his like bitch face going on. He was just like Vogue, like he didn't give a crap about anyone, and he just strut that hallway, and he was like the coolest kid.
This is Christian from Metropolis, America, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Yankee cartoons were always boring.
What happened then? What happened then?
Started watching shows from the Pacific Rim.
Pika!
Grenada!
Rumble!
Form the head.
Every gun up he can make was mounted like a toy. The cyberpunk is my own astromoid. But behind closed doors, he's my gigantor. He's a stocky booster, by a booster, anime fan. A mecha fire, mech, guyver, anime fan. What's it with the dream? Bop, shoot, bop, cowboy, bebop, bow. Bop, bow.
Hi, cute girl. I am the shy main character, and I have a crush on you. Robot weapon 2? Uh-oh.
Pretty boy divine, I'm his Valentine. He's a transformer, disproportionate anime fan.
Oh.
The Effie making cosplay an anime fan.
Oh, oh yeah!
Not just like Inuyasha, I obey his word. He's still my heart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first Comic Pops on the Road, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. This is a new section that we're going to be doing on the off chance that we get some extra funds and get to go to a convention or a concert. The individual hosts that go will get together and visit about what we did at the conventions or concerts. So this might be updated too often, or if we get really lucky and have
so.
A lot of fun and go to more cons, it'll be updated a little regular.
I hope
that
it's
would
too
be
often.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah, I think we forgot another
every
there,
weekend.
But it's all good.
Every weekend that'll be getting really
like
expensive.
Just like.
True.
Going to cons and concerts.
Well, if we got paid to go there, that would be even more cool.
Oh, keep hoping, but don't hold that breath. But we just got back from the AFW 10, which stands for Anime Festival in Wichita, and it was their 10th anniversary. Just to go through some of the guests real quick, then we'll start talking in general. Some of the animated voice actors were Chuck Huber. He's done stuff. If you guys want to take it away.
What's
your
favorite?
Well, for me, I was very excited. But he's voiced over Professor Stein from Soul Eater.
And he's done Hiei from Yu Yu Hakusho.
And Ash from
God
Black
dang it,
Butler,
Logan,
right?
Use your mic.
Ash from Black Butler, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm talking to you guys.
The controversial one is going to... Oh, God.
Everybody hates him for this.
Shao Tucker from Full Metal Alchemist. And... he's actually he told us on different panels and everything that people have been so angry and physically angry at him for his character.
He's like, it's not my fault.
Yeah,
I'm just a voice actor.
I just set the lines.
He was an animated speaker as well. He was one that he changed his voice as regular. He didn't keep it in his normal voice too much. He had fun with the
audience.
Oh,
that reminds me. He's also Austria.
Is he from Australia?
No.
Or Austria.
He's not from.
No, he's
the voice of Austria.
Oh.
In Antalya.
Antalya?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure where he's located at. Da-da-da-da-da.
I sent him a friend request on Facebook. I know
he grew up in Chicago.
But he is definitely, right. If you happen to go to another convention somewhere, check him out. He's a fun
He's funny.
Riot.
I enjoyed
him.
Oh,
yeah.
He has a little bit of blue humor at times, but it's not too dirty. Unless you go to maybe one of the late night sessions.
I like all of that humor. It doesn't matter to me.
I thought he was great.
Yeah.
We had Erica Mendez. She did Pac-Man in the Pac-Man animated series, I guess. Was it? Or the video game? I think it was animated series, wasn't it?
I just know she did Pac-Man.
Yeah.
That's all I know of.
She did The most notable that she just finished coming out with was, let me see if I can find the right, Ryuko Matoya in Kill la Kill. That's her most recent work in which people will recognize her. But she also did Aladdin and Magi, The Labyrinth of Magic, and a few other acting gigs as well.
And they said that she's only been doing voice acting for a year. Professionally.
Yep.
And so that's why, you know, you might not have heard of her or something. Because I definitely don't recognize any of the stuff she's been in, but I don't watch.
It's newer stuff.
Kill la Kill, yeah.
It is. And the Pac-Man I just looked up, it's Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. It's a video game, so.
Okay.
And she's done several other video games as well that's listed. And Lucien Dodge, we're combining these two together for a reason, and we'll get into that here in a moment. But he played Waver Velvet in Fate Zero, Tukama Miyuzumi in Excel World. He also did several video games as well.
He's done, if you guys ever watched Pokemon, came out on YouTube first, but it was Pokemon Origins with Red and Blue, and he did the voice for Blue, for the English version, yep. Of course.
That's cool.
Which nice. I thought it was really cool.
And then it also says Chili and additional characters on the regular Pokemon series. And probably the most, well, here he's in Naruto, Sarai, the Naruto Shippuden, and several others. We're not going to go into every single thing, but the reason we mentioned them together was because they're both from L.A., and they are currently a couple, so it's nice to see that they're getting along. He's been in the business probably a little bit longer than she has, and mm-hmm. I think she just opened answered a casting call,
mm-hmm.
she said, or I can't remember.
I don't know.
So she's really new to the industry. Some of the ones, like I said, she's still getting her feet under her. She looks like once she gets a lot more the summer cons under her feet, I think next year she'll have a lot more fun at the conventions. Lucien's a little bit more reserved. He has fun, but he's got a little bit more reserved personality. So when you visit with him, he'll be a little bit quieter, where Erica's a little bit more outgoing, and Chuck's definitely outgoing.
Mm-hmm. And he's been, I think he said he's been going at it for around 28 years. Don't quote me on that, but 20 plus years as he's been working.
Okay. I don't remember, to be honest. I know he was in Dragon Ball Z, Android 17.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
It's been a while since I watched it. I don't remember.
So Dragon Ball Z's been a few years ago. So he's been in the business for a while. And he's also a filmmaker as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he started out as a teacher in a private school, became the principal, and then he started doing voice acting.
Well, what he said happened was that he was down in Texas and he had an improv group, and one of his friends from the group said, you should go down to this place.
The bank.
Yeah, you should go down to the bank, and, you know, because they're having auditions for whatever voice it was. Yep. And, you know, he thought it was ridiculous, and and the day of the audition, he had like a horrible day, you know, one of those days, and he had like a flat tire, but he still stuck to it, and he decided to go, and he got the part, and yep. Went on from there. It grew and grew.
And I know he said he's working on a musical right now that he's trying to finish up, or at least a documentary that he's trying to finish up. I can't remember which. But if we sound a little tired, because we are recording this the day after we got back. So yes. We're trying to get this out because it's fresh in our minds. Musical guests were the Slants. They were from Portland.
But they're also from Portland and Seattle. There's two in Portland, two in Seattle.
And they've had a little bit of shakeups within their band members. The current band members, did you write them down?
No.
Oh. They've had a change of their lead singer.
They have.
So there's a new
I'm not going to say their last names. I don't have their last names off the top of my head. But there's Simon on bass, Ty on keyboard and guitar, Will on guitar and vocals, and Tyler on drums. Their names, but we're not going to talk about them a lot.
No, we're just kind of mentioning it.
We're going to do them in another review.
Yes. April picked up their latest album, The Yellow.
The Yellow album.
Okay. And we'll be doing an actual review podcast on them. So we'll briefly mention them off and on when we're talking. Also, one of our friends, we got to meet him actually in person. We visited with him on the podcast a couple of episodes back. Peter Pixie was the MC of the convention.
Yep.
So we enjoyed meeting him. And then we met a couple of other people who we'll mention here after a while. But see him, Peter in real life, he's fun.
I thought it was fun.
He's a leprechaun.
He's a leprechaun.
Yes, he is.
He seemed to have fun. He was approachable at any given time.
Yeah, he's very nice guy.
He's very apt to forget his schedule. We noticed that. His wife was definitely on him.
Yes, keeps him on track. But he was a lot of fun. We got to visit with him a couple of different times. Some of the things, of course, the cosplay was going on. And mm-hmm. We enjoyed that.
Are we going to just do this from...
Do you want to start it? Let's start with...
I just want to do it by
my
days.
Three favorite, three favorite cosplays that were there.
Okay.
Kite and Tsukasa from the first two Dog Attacks, I think it was.
Okay.
And Kiki from Kiki's Delivery Service.
Whether it was a young lady or a young
I think it was
girl.
Around maybe half my age, so around nine-ish.
Girl, probably. Dressed up as Kiki. I didn't see the other two, but I think I saw
it
that one.
An epic costume. And the other two had pretty much perfect weapons. Not bladed or anything for Kite, but
cool.
Perfect weapons.
Cool. Well, okay. Yeah, I think we should just and do this by day.
By day? Okay, we'll start off
so
by day.
So that we're
day.
Not like bouncing everywhere and forgetting to mention
that's fine.
Stuff.
The first day was the Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We got in and registered. It was fast.
Oh, it was pretty fast.
It was fast. There was no line for registry. No. Well, it was a challenge finding it, though, because we were going through the hallways and everything, and then we went into, like, a little section of Artist Alley, I would
right,
say,
kind
like
of,
a little
yeah.
taste, and we didn't know there was an upstairs yet, and so I looked around, and I looked at Dad, and I'm like, if this is the vendor's room... I don't even know what I'm doing here anymore.
Only like maybe two or three tables there.
Yeah, and
there
they had
was
a,
some fairly good stuff there, though.
Yeah, they had a Doctor Who booth set up where they were streaming
Doctor Who episodes.
They had the TARDIS was pretty
yeah,
cool.
They had yep. built, and that was awesome. They had like a Star Trek.
Star Trek
Club. That Halu comic I got was from one of the artists that were down there.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Then eventually a few other vendors put their tables up as well.
Yeah.
But we got there not early, but kind of early.
Yeah. And then there was an upstairs. So thank God for upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one, it's definitely not a large convention. It's not even a medium convention.
No.
It is a small convention. I've coined it as what I've talked with April, and I think I might have mentioned it to Louise and definitely Logan as well. But to me, it was a cozy convention.
Yeah.
You weren't.
I don't even say cozy. I just say small.
I enjoyed it. See, okay, yeah. This was my first ever con to go to.
So he is,
and I really enjoyed it. I thought it felt nice because, like Richard said, it didn't feel too big where I wanted to go every single spot before my time was up, or too small where there wasn't enough mm-hmm. stuff. It was just right for me, which was great.
Yeah, it's a good starter con right there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why he's calling it a
we
cozy
broke
convention.
Louise's cherry. No.
No.
They're a lot of fun. I've enjoyed them over the years, what I've gone to, and I think he enjoyed it. I hope he did anyway.
Oh, yes, I did. I really enjoyed it a lot. Oh, by the way, I am a photographer. I do have a page.
Pictures.
I do have a lot of pictures on Facebook.
And if may or may not still be uploading him.
And I'm still editing right now. I'm still editing.
He was on his computer before we started going through them.
Let's just say when I got home last night, I edited some. Woke up this morning, edited a lot, and I'm still not even done yet. But, of course, my name is Luis Reyes. My page is LR Photography. You can just add me on Facebook, and then from then on, I can send you a link or... Should be on my bio where my page is if you can't find it.
And we still got to get his bio up there. We got to sit down with Luis and find a picture that he likes. Might have to do his cosplay picture.
And there's
maybe.
A lot. Yeah. I can attest to his worth as a photographer. Yeah, they are nice photos because me and Luis kind of stuck together for the majority of the
Oh, yes. I'm glad she helped me because there's a lot of people where they wanted pictures of me, but I wanted them... I wanted some
like
pictures
too. I was
like his
little gopher. And he was like, here, hold my camera. And I was like, here, hold my purse. But he did hold my earrings when I looked at clothes.
And we're hoping Luis will be kind enough and put them on our Facebook page as well and share the photos.
It won't be all of them. It would just probably be my favorite ones because, it's like I said, it's a lot of them. So probably be my favorite ones. A lot of them will be just mainly cosplayers. Some would be just
there were some
just
epic ones.
But I'll have you know, if it's a photo of a, like a cosplayer or a person with Luis, I took it.
Yes, it might have my watermark in it, but yes, she
I took
it.
That. So,
that way, if you guys are listening, if you guys did go, and if you like the pictures, like I said, just make sure you like and share the page, and do the same thing with Comic Pop Library.
And what we're gonna be doing, we've kind of conned, pun intended, I guess,
Louise
into being our webs, or not our show's photographer.
Which so I'm happy for. I'm really happy
it
for
right
that.
The first time.
I know it's a job you're not getting paid for. this is perfect.
Which I don't mind because, like I said, I enjoy taking pictures for me, and I'm part of this now. So I'm glad to share pictures with anybody. So.
So eventually you'll be seeing LR Photography as one of the shingles on our website that you can link to. He'll have his bio up there, and like I said, I think with his pictures we'll probably get a good picture of him. One of the things he kind of mentioned, and he talked about taking pictures of it, he got the cosplay as well, and we'll get into that after a bit on the second day. But for Friday,
was there a lot that happened?
Not a whole lot. There were a few panels, but
I don't think we went to a panel.
I think there was a snafu in regards to registering.
Oh my gosh.
With the pamphlet they gave us.
I didn't know if I was going to kill someone or not. I wanted to ram my head into a wall.
They gave us the brochure for the guests and their information. And
which
then
is
an
great.
Overview of what the panels were going to be.
Perfect.
But no times, no room no numbers, rooms. No nothing.
And that was on something separate that they apparently forgot to give us.
Yeah, yes. I bet I had a heart attack. Because I was expecting the long lines you get at conventions and having to get there early. And not even that, but just in general. How are you supposed to go to something you want without
you don't
knowing
know where
or
when?
And I was.
And I think it was probably
panicking.
8 o'clock or 9 o'clock that night, I actually saw somebody with a schedule that had the room numbers and times. And I made a beeline back to the registration desk and grabbed a couple for everybody.
And didn't you say they were supposed to be in the booklet we got?
I think they were intended to be, but I think they got kind of
they didn't get to
misplaced
ours.
At the very beginning or something. So I don't know what happened there.
They were having a bit of trouble.
Yeah. But the evening of Friday.
The dance happened Friday
evening.
Yes,
it was a pretty fun dance.
Me and Luis went to that, got all dolled up and everything. First off, for some reason, in this hotel, they had to keep a set of lights on, and they were on in the very back, but that's still a light.
Basically like fire lights.
I didn't like that.
You couldn't turn off all the lights and have
I mean, you have
glow
to,
sticks and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they did have glow sticks, but it wasn't really that fun because it wasn't dark. It was
And also, the glow sticks didn't come with any of the little hooks that you can make bracelets.
So we had to hold on to them.
And I just put mine down after a while because I was like, no, I want to. Because with bracelets and necklaces, you can still move your hands more without worrying about it. But
I think when I stepped in, I was listening for a little bit, and what I heard, and I should have went up and said, what are you talking about? Because it would have been funny. But this one lady walked in after us, and she goes, this is how Americans dance? So I was like, okay.
Where was she from now?
I'm not sure.
Because if she was from,
she's from Colorado.
Because if she was from, if she was from another place, I'm pretty sure they have raves, too. And they're bigger raves than us Americans.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have used this dance as the spokes.
To judge,
the spokes dance of American dances. I mean, the people who got into it were pretty fun and everything, but not everyone did. And it's hard with that small of a number of people, you know, that were there to really have a lot of fun because you depend partially on the people's energy around you also affects the energy you have.
True.
You know? And that's what I experienced, you know, when I was at Kansas City, does a con, I don't know what it's called.
Oh, God.
That we've gone to.
I'm not sure. NACACON? Possibly. I think that's right.
I think that was the last one.
I think so.
But yeah, at their dance, they've got that mass of people so that it's definitely up, you know, the level, the energy level. But this one, you know, it was a bit less, and the music,
I enjoyed this, like what I was telling you. Mm-hmm. They didn't drop the bass that much. Yeah. It was just like they'll put into the suspense and they'll get there and they'll get there and then boom, they'll change the song.
Yeah, and then they'll just go into another.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Or they'll like have it up too much.
Yeah,
the anticipation will be too long.
Way too long.
And then they're getting ready. Like okay. Like first off, like okay, we're getting ready. We're getting ready. We're getting ready. Where's the
5 minutes later?
Where's
the going? You know. And then when it gets to it, and then like it lasts for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, there wasn't enough time to
do anything.
Keep going. Yeah. But they did have. I did like the music overall. They had my favorite one was a Pokemon bass song. It was called Pika Girl. I'm not sure who it's by, but it was really cool.
Yeah, I liked a lot of the songs they had. A lot of them referencing video games like a Sonic one, a Legend of Zelda one.
They also had an alternate Star Wars theme, too.
Yeah, we had Star Wars going on.
I didn't even notice that one, I guess.
Neither did I.
Apparently, we were up later than you.
No, we were there until it was done.
Yeah, we were there until the whole thing was done. But
Well, just another feature of the convention, which I don't see it or hear about in all the conventions. They had a manga library, and Logan and I, it was a...
Yeah, I read kind of around 23 or 24 manga there. Two complete series, 1-5, 1-19, wait.
1-2.
No, 1-14, because then there was...
It's a code, people.
And then this Gaia.
And he had fun there. He likes reading the mangas. They also had the video rooms and the video gaming room. Mm-hmm. But the manga library was something I hadn't seen before.
Which I love.
Logan and I were in the manga library when we heard the Star Wars coming through. So we were across the hallway.
Oh, no, yeah. But yeah, and on that Legend of Zelda one they had, there was actually a kid in there cosplaying as Link. And so, you know, everyone got in that dance.
They made a circle around him, and they're like, Link, 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 Link.
And it's funny because he was like the widest kid, and like he busted it out. It was great.
Nice.
I loved it. And everyone else did too because it was like the perfect time. Yeah. I was like, yes.
And I know there's stuff you can do for 24 hours, but it was probably 1 o'clock when we crashed.
Both nights, I think.
Yeah.
The second time we actually got up by 12, I think.
We still crashed, but we were up at one till one.
Yeah, I do know the first day when we got there. I do know we were watching TV, and I just woke up and I was like, well, I saw you guys sleeping. I was like, well, I'm just gonna turn off the TV because nobody's even watching it.
Yeah, I went to sleep first, but I had the remote kind of near me. But I was like, I don't know if they're gonna keep watching it. So I think I passed out.
Sorry,
Dad told me to go to sleep, so I went to sleep.
Yeah.
That may or may not.
I think I passed out because, like I said, I was on my phone, just checking my Facebook.
And then all of a sudden, you weren't.
And then the next thing I remember, just waking up, looking at the TV that was still going on.
Go
I was
back
like,
to bed.
Oh, I'm just gonna turn it off and just go to sleep.
And I must say,
interesting fact.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know the steampunk thing they had there.
The room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steampunk lounge.
Yeah.
You know how it was connected to the one airship or whatever thing.
Oh, are you talking about GLaDOS from Portal?
No, I'm not.
What are you talking about? Tell us.
How would that have anything to do with...
Well, just keep going. Tell me.
They're apparently making a video game based on... Well, with at least the images of the characters based on themselves.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, somebody might be doing that on their own.
They are. As in the group had that. I actually walked in on them testing it.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they kick you out?
No.
A lot of the people, when I went to the rooms, they would, but that was third day when they were judging the stuff, so.
Yeah. But I was finishing up on the dance one, though. They had, see, you guys are like so off topic, but at the dance, they had.
There is no topic.
Excuse me for not knowing what this is called.
We're trying to follow the flow of the day.
But so. I don't watch Dragon Ball, any of the Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball, whatever's GT, out there of it.
All that stuff.
Kamiha Ball or whatever.
Yeah. I call it the Kamikaze Ball, but I know that's not right.
They had a song where it started, and they're like, Kamehameha, and then like everybody will do it.
Yeah, even I was doing it because I knew it, and I was like, I know this.
Yeah, they were incorporating that into their song.
YMCA. So yeah, they definitely did have good music going. Mm. So that was Friday. I think.
Yeah, that's pretty much wraps up Friday. Right.
And just a suggestion before we go on to the next day. If you're able to and have the funds, get a room at the hotel that the event's happening in.
That way
you can just go upstairs, crash, get back up, and go back to the convention without leaving the building.
And you also get parking.
Yeah, parking's there. It's included with your bill, at least in this hotel it was. Because it did rain a couple of times when we were there.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to get out in the elements unless you just wanted to. But we got up, and the next morning was opening ceremonies and the guest panels. And, of course, we saw Peter there and the two members of the Slants and the three voice
actors.
Yeah,
I think it was Will and Ty were at the Saturday panel.
Who's the new vocal?
Will.
Will's the new vocal? Okay, yeah, he was there. And they just visited about different things, people asking them all types of questions. Any question, as weird as you might think of, they were answering them.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
They were kind of having fun with it, so.
We should have brought, like, our papers. What we did when we finally got our schedule was I think Dad did too. We would look at what we wanted to, and we'd write it down, and the times, and the room number.
Plan out your day.
And, yeah, that way we would have, like, a little square just to check in on what we wanted to do.
And it was nice. It was small enough convention that, and the hotel had water out, so you could keep hydrated and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things, keep hydrated. At least one meal a day, have a good meal. If you fudge on the other two, you can get by. But if you don't have good meals, at least some portion of the day, or at least maybe a Mickey D's fast food type meal, at least one of the days, you're going to
energy levels. My breakfast and dinner of that diet, hey, might have amounted to a semi-good breakfast, so.
True. Yeah. And most hotels have either a fridge or a microwave. Our room didn't have a microwave.
They had a safe, though.
Yes.
Yeah. It was that
and they
fancy,
also had
guys.
A sticker underneath the fire sprinkler deal that had a hanger and like a no sign. And it was like, this is not a hanging deal or whatever. And we were like, who has stayed in these hotels that they have to put that there? Because I know I've never even thought of doing that.
But we went up after the panels, really, after those two panels anyway, I just browsed. I went through the Artist Alley, which pretty much took in the bottom section, like Luis and April were talking about, the upstairs hallway, and then I also browsed the
vendor's
room. So, and this was really nice. It wasn't, again, that crowded, so there was no lines.
And they had a pretty good vendor's dealer's room, too.
They did. They did have a nice vendor's room.
And two sets of DVD sellers.
Well, you're going to have
one that had
several.
60 on everything and one that actually had varying prices.
And you're going to have several dealers that are going to be duplicated, and the bigger conventions are going to have even more duplication.
I know. What I'm more surprised about is somebody decided, as far as I could tell, I might have been wrong, but as far as I could tell, to gather up the stuff and put $60 on everything, regardless of whether it was a whole series or individual discs.
If it sells for
them. I guess if you were going for a whole series and that's like a humongous series, that's like perfect.
Yeah, but when you have five individual discs and they're each $60 too.
True, but if he's selling them, you know,
if that person can't find it anywhere else, I'm pretty sure that person's going to buy it.
Yep. So, what we usually do is we browse the dealer's room first to see what all is available, checking prices.
We did that a lot.
And then go back through again, really looking for what you really want.
Like, because what Dad said, there was, you know, the bigger cons you go to, the more duplicated booths you're going to get. And if you don't check prices, you know, going around, then you're going to be, like, you might buy a t-shirt $30 here, might find the exact same t-shirt $15 something.
And like Logan said, if you stopped at the one that just had the $60 DVDs and you bought it, then you walked down, saw the other booth and saw the same one for maybe 40,
30,
you wasted 20 extra bucks. So
and
it's always good to browse
Hastings
first.
Which may have higher or lesser prices.
Yeah, but some people are coming into town because they don't have them.
True.
You know, we live to a town that does have a Hastings, but even Hastings
nearby
doesn't carry some stuff.
True.
So it's an opportunity for even the older series, like Luis was talking about, you know, or a big series, something like that, you'll find at a convention. So, you know, watch your budget.
I think I spent approximately $100 in the dealer's room and around $40-ish in the artist alleys.
You need to bring money. And $50, like, to spend, that's not going to cut it at all. You be ready to spend money. Because and also, when you get there, buy, once you're done browsing, you know, just getting the overview, first you need to buy what you really want to buy. Like, the first thing I bought was 2 corsets.
Earrings.
Earrings. I bought earrings first.
She was haggling for those.
But I'll tell you why this is an exception. I bought the earrings because I knew it would go with the steampunk outfit I liked. I would
that you be saw doing. Earlier.
And yeah, and also because they were small and they weren't a lot, you know.
Right.
But yeah, the first thing I bought was 2 corsets, and one of the corsets came with a little skirt. And that took up, I think, about half my money or so.
At least.
The two at least it combined. Did, yeah. But I was fine with that because it was something I've wanted for a while. And then once you're done buying everything you really want, then you can see, what do I have left, and maybe go look for little small things that you might like too.
I only bought one item in the vendor's room because what I was looking for, they didn't really have. So sometimes that will happen too. I did get a few commissions. Mm-hmm. So
did I. I broke.
I did too.
I did buy some books though, and we'll get into those after a while. But for me, most of the day was browsing. I did buy a couple of books, visiting with the authors, going to a few panels. Some were done with the authors, some were done with different people. Most of the panels were pretty decent, but there was a few where you just wanted to pull your hair out and like, no, this was not a very good panel.
And the AMV contest thing, or lack of one. They did have the entries throughout the con in the watching room, same as all the rest of the animes. And I did get to go for one 30-minute block, which had the all-time winner of that in there. In it. And Kagome truly does have moves like Jagger.
Yeah. Well, why I didn't go was because, I mean, I like AMVs, but they're not my thing in general. It's not my first go-to thing. And so if it's not the contest atmosphere, if you don't have like, and this is from this, and then you don't judge or different categories, if it's not blocked out especially for the contest, I'm not gonna be interested, because I have panels to get to. And
it's like manga library. Said they were in with a video viewing or anime viewing room instead of broken out.
Yeah, they were treated like a normal thing, which I think should have had more
contest feel where it's pulled out. And because the ones we've been to before, I mean, it was a raucous group, and they were yelling and having fun and screaming. It was a lot of fun. And they even had at one convention a couple of guys actually do an AMV
contest. Oh, that thing
right
was so
there
cool
on the spot. They had like 30 minutes, and we played a game.
They gave them
and then they showed them at the end of the 30
they
minutes.
Gave them the same song, both of them, and they said, make your AMVs. And I don't know if they gave them a specific anime, but
they
definitely
could use anything they could find.
But they gave them the same song. And then we watched AMVs and we played games while they did their thing. And then we watched it and we voted by like audience how loud it was.
That's cool.
And this is a smaller con, so they wouldn't have it. But if they would have separated at least what was brought,
it would have still had more energy and more oomph to it.
And cosplaying.
This is Luis's
realm. They did have
realm.
Pretty good.
Yes, I was very impressed by some of the cosplays I did see. I did see a couple, like, you know what everybody's going for right now, Attack on Titans.
There were a lot.
Slender Man.
Yeah, I saw a couple. I saw like two maybe Slender Mans, but like I saw two Deadpools. Mm-hmm. I wasn't surprised. I was glad I didn't see a lot of them because usually
there's tons.
Yeah,
there was quite a few Bleach Captains and Vice Captains.
Yeah.
A couple of Ichigo Hollows.
Yeah. The majority of them, I liked it a lot. You know, I would stop every single person that I'll see. Like, if I didn't see them before, I'd be like, hey, can I get a picture? And which I enjoyed that they people were nice about it. You know, that's what I like, the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, yeah, sure, why not? You know, and then, you know, I do photography, but, like, I don't have to pose them. They know what they're doing. So, I don't know if they have, like, an accessory. They, like, show it off or whatever. Kind of like I saw a lot of Doctor Who's, and they'll take out their screwdriver and they'll show it off, and some of them will be like, do you want the screwdriver out or not? And I'll be like, yeah, show it off, man, because that's part of the costume, you know, it shows. But yeah, I think that for me that was pretty cool.
And Luis got his picture taken too. Luis, what were you?
I cosplayed Jack Sparrow. I've always wanted to do Jack Sparrow for the longest time. Ever since I watched the movie, I've like, I don't know, Johnny Depp, for me, he's my role model. I just hope if we ever go to a con, like, if it's a kind of big, and if it's, he does, if he ever do, if he ever does go, I want to meet him so bad. Like, literally, yeah. he's my role model. I want to model myself after him. But anyways, yeah, I put in a lot of money into my costume, because I for years I've been buying little pieces just to add into it. And for me right now, I've got mostly everything. The only thing probably need accurately would be just the boots and just to grow my beard out.
I must say, it is a nice looking costume.
You've also got two steampunk alternates, the pieces to the costume.
And yes, I did for the next day. I did, when we get to the third day, I did, you know, sorry. I did add to another costume. I did another costume, but it was another, I did a steampunk Jack, which was pretty cool. But we'll talk about that for the third day once.
Literally, yeah. Logan, we're going in time.
Why do I keep on
order
going like that?
There, I don't know, but and we're getting close to the point where we're going to have to break anyway. All right. We're at,
that's all right,
42 minutes.
This will be just half a Saturday, because.
Do we want to stop it here and then go on?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Then we can do second half of Saturday and Sunday in the next. Okay.
We're going to stop the recording here as part one of our road trip to the AFW10, and we'll come back on the second episode of On the Road. So we're going to leave out now, and we will join each other on the next go around. Everybody have a good one out there.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Has a plot.
She's a hentai watching, happy crotching anime fan. A wang attack, a tail dragon anime fan. A likes of curvy, super curvy anime fan. A gonna rock you, king otaku anime fan.
I'm the cute goose, give me my wing to
anime fan.
I am Squirrel Door, demon from the fifth
anime fan.
My, what big tentacles you have, rubber band
anime fan.
You're about to find out.
I'm the ninja warrior, taste my face, naughty demon.
Hey, watch it, these are sensitive.
Canada had to do all got into a fight.
Destroyed Neo Tokyo, freaky mutant might.
Team Rocket's blasting off at the speed of light.
Jesse and James and Meow, that's right.
Nine-tailed Demon Fox Naruto was shunned.
Fought to Pika Hokage and he won.
Light got out his book and ended our fun.
Wrote a death note about us and now we're done.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.